My name is Betty Schottmeyer. I'll spell that for you, probably necessary. S-C-H-O-P-M-E-Y-E-R. I'm a resident of 4 Leech Street in Searsport. I have lived here since 2001, and since 2002, I have worked for the Penobscot Marine Museum here in town. Sure. Is this better? A little closer? Since 2002, I've worked for the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport. I'm very worried about the impact of the proposed tank project for many reasons, but right now I will comment on 2 areas. My comments have to do with tourism and employment, but I must say that I am speaking as an individual and not as a museum spokesperson. 1. The detrimental impact on tourism. Tourism, we all know, is a vital part of Maine's economy and of the economy in this town. It contributes to stores and restaurants and is a major part of my employer's ability to provide me with a job, as well as the 11 other year-round employees I work with. That makes 12 jobs, not to mention the seasonal employees that we have from May through October. If my employer is impacted, here's what I think will happen. I and my coworkers will face possible cuts in staffing. Some of us might lose our jobs or be cut back in time, and fewer of us will be working and spending our income locally. Fewer tourists mean fewer people visiting the museum, which in turn means fewer people shopping and eating and buying gas, etc., in Searsport. It would also mean that in addition to the 7,000 or so summer visitors to the museum, the 6,000 plus children the museum serves annually will not have access to the programs and the literacy enrichment curriculum that we provide in area schools from Head Start through high school. A drop in tourism would reduce visitation, and that would consequently reduce the museum's ability to attract grants and giving. This in turn would be reflected in the museum's ability to deliver programming and would be reflected in the organization's future planning. Tourism is largely about perception. We all know that. No tourist contemplating coming to Searsport is going to research all the ins and outs of the tank's operating systems, whether or not it has smart hoses, what is the risk calculation, what is the exact percentage of traffic increase, etc. People deal with the whole cloth. Is this a desirable area to visit? What is the general feel of this town? What's here to see and to do? We all know that facts and figures don't provide the whole story. Especially today, with the internet, people are able to read up on and communicate about an area before coming to visit. 2, the impact on property values. We've all heard testimony about this week, and there's no question in my mind about the validity of this concern. I, like most people, have most of my financial resources in my home. Had I known about this project, if this had existed in 2001 when I came here, I would not have bought a home in Searsport. I would not have convinced my elderly parents to move here. I would not have done improvements to my house, resulting in my paying more property taxes and providing lots of jobs to local contractors. Now, I face the same dilemma as so many other people. If this tank is built, I will be trying to move, but who will buy my house? It's 1.3 miles from the site and very close to Route 1. How much of a loss would I have to take? Already, I have decided not to contract for some home improvement things that I would like to do. I don't want to sink any more money into my home than I already have because I'm afraid I won't get it back. I'd hope to stay here for a long time to come, but if the tank is built, I'm afraid the only way I can be staying is if I will not be able to leave. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty.